Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour.
Oh, mother of God!
Possum Hour?
What key do you want to do it in?
Try maybe a D flat.
Well, do it in C. Do it in C. Do it flop.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Theme.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. I'd like to thank my brother from a different mother, Mr. Oberman, for that tune, 91 Trombones. Hope you all had a great week. Your week ahead is full of promise. Actually, it was 2 weeks since we last met. And may Possum Hour do something. Tonight's closed caption is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of crappy shoes and crappier policies. We at Possum Hour hope not to see them again, for crying out loud. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. Just motion if you think I'm talking too fast. You know what I'm saying? You ever notice that? Like, people under 30 talk really fucking fast. You see them on the YouTubes there and the videos and whatnot. Like, dude, simmer down, you know? Take your time. Plenty of time, man. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment and minor beefs like that last one. Monday nights, it's us, Possum Hour. Hope agrees. Crazy fast. Tuesdays, don't miss Wink Blinkley's Cavalcade of Misanthropes. Ooh, that sounds interesting. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., it's Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Everett Finkbinder, the actual legendary Bigfoot himself. And on Thursday, Chunk Bluster realizes the game is rigged! On Friday night, it's a good night to go out. Get some nookie or something. I don't know. A week's worth. Worthwhile time a-wasting. All right. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
I was on heroin.
It was oxys for me.
I used crack cocaine.
I used to be a heroin addict. Now I'm a methadone addict. I'm into leather.
Every hour, 13 people die from drug or alcohol abuse. Don't kid yourself.
Oh, yeah.
Addiction is an epidemic. We all know what happens when you don't deal with addiction.
Bullshit.
Someone dies. Or even worse,
bullshit.
Hurt others.
Bullshit.
Addiction is a disease.
You're such a disease.
Sure.
We are the Addiction Network.
Fuck you.
And if you've been trying to quit your addiction to drugs or alcohol without any luck, then you need to call the number on your screen.
BR549.
We'll connect you with someone who's been where you are.
Bang it!
You can't beat addiction on your own. So make the call now.
Fuck you!
The call is free.
Bullshit.
The consultation is free.
Bullshit.
And the referral is free.
Bullshit.
If you have private insurance, your treatment could be covered with no out-of-pocket cost.
Bullshit.
So call the Addiction Network now. Get the help you need.
I wish my family had insurance. I could have got the best help available.
Hello? You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Send me a postcard, drop me a line, stating point of view. Indicate precisely what you mean to say. You're sincerely wasting away. Give me your answer, fill in a form, mine forevermore. Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Fuck you, Gumby!
Some
hours
says, suck it!
Suck it.
Enter! All right. What's up, man?
Could it be your opossum hour? Oof. 64 and counting. There you go, baby.
64 there, old pal. Hey,
yep.
I'll be there. I'm right behind you.
Yep.
Man. I mean, did you ever imagine you would be 64 years old?
Not at all. Especially way back when that song first came out, I was probably thinking that.
That'll never be me. Good thing it is, I guess. But yeah, 64, crazy town. Are you on the dole yet?
I applied for it.
You went this year?
Yeah, I went the I check every now and again on the update on it. They said they went through the first two steps. You're going through the third one now.
Jeez, what a bunch of rigmarole, huh?
Uh-huh.
But
that'll be nice.
Yeah. Fucking Mikey, man. He started collecting as soon as he was able to. 62 or whatever it is,
I guess.
Well, he knew what he was doing.
At 62, I actually said I'm going to wait till I'm 64. Yeah, at least a little bit more.
Yeah. I'm gonna see what happens this year. I don't think I'm gonna worry about it this year, but maybe next year. Yeah.
There you go.
Cake says she'll be 49 tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Cake's birthday.
49 years young. Apple Cheeks says she'll be 64 next month. I didn't know you were the same age as us, Apple Cheeks.
Oh, yeah.
Get the fuck out. No wonder you get all our stupid jokes. That clears up a big mystery. All right. Well, good. So what do we got here, man? Oh, man, I was so pissed off. I had all these jokes about Uncle Bobo's golden sneakers last week. Now it's, like, out of the news. Because I was going to say, like, Grandpa Joe, what do you have? Orthopedic penny loafers for merch on his site. And I saw Jimmy Kimmel did a joke, with the orthopedic shoes. I've been thwarted.
Yep.
The funny thing about those sneakers is, there aren't any. No, there are no sneakers. But he held up a prototype at that thing.
Yeah.
And I guess they had, they said that they had, I don't know, 1,000 available. I'm not sure how many available.
Yeah.
But they've manufactured none of them. And when you buy it, when they bought it, because it's sold out, when they bought it, they got a thing that said, well, if we make them, you're still not guaranteed you're going to get one if we make them at all. Thanks for the money, $3.99.
I didn't hear that. No shit.
Oh, yeah. I only heard that in one source, and I took it as truth. It sounds legit.
I think they said they didn't, that they haven't really made it yet. They're only going to make so many.
They might not. And if they don't, then fuck you, man.
We got your four bills. I'm fucking believable.
And you got no shoes.
Give me back my shoe.
God. And he's not a con man, though. My shoe. Not a con man.
Oh,
so anyway, in honor of President's Day, which was last week, dag nabbit. I forgot I had this one. This is a great tune, man, by the way. You hearing this one?
Yeah.
This is classic, man. Didn't some talk show have this for the theme song? They're in the drum solo now.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Here, let's start it over again. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
like Merv Griffin or some shit?
I don't know, man.
Well, it's fucking bassy, so you know it's awesome. Anyway, I digress. It was last week, President's Day. So I thought we would honor the man who they decided, they had a panel of experts.
Uh-huh.
Council of experts, if you will, assembled to decide the who's the best president, all the way down to who's the worst president, right?
Yeah.
And who do you think's number one? Who do you think's number one?
Lincoln.
Lincoln. You got to go with Lincoln, man.
Yeah.
Freed the slaves, preserved the Union, and he's a martyr. Come on.
Okay, all right.
So, and then second, I think, was FDR.
Yes, that's a good one.
Got, hey, giving you your Social Security there, bub.
Uh-huh.
And Grandpa Joe was like at 14 or something. He did pretty good.
There you go, yeah.
You know who the last one was?
Actually, Bobo.
the worst president in the history of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen. Blowing up. Uncle Bobo. Dumps. They call them dumps. Big, massive dumps.
I'm having chest pain.
All right. Chest pain's over here.
Let's play Fobo.
Oh, did you see? He not only came out with the shoes. He had a... This is the funniest one. This is even funnier than the fucking shoes. He came out with a fragrance. A perfume, if you would. Cologne? I don't know. What do you call that?
Right, when everyone's talking about his stink.
Well, it was Adam Kissinger, I believe. Yeah, Adam Kissinger. He was a Republican from Illinois. He described it as a mix of armpits, ketchup, and a butt. So, you know.
What did I order?
Ode to Bobo.
There you go. Now I know what I'm getting Sweet Alice for her birthday. There you go.
He fucking comes out with a cologne. Who in their right mind would want to smell like Admiral Poopy Pants over there?
That's great. I like that guy who spent $9,000 on the shoes to have it signed. You see that
kid.
Schmuck?
No.
Yeah, they auctioned it off. Bobo signed the foot part of it, the top.
Oh, so they auctioned off the prototype.
Yeah, $9,000 the guy paid for it.
And who got the money? The richest man in the world.
And not his lawyers.
Man, I said it back in 2000, not to belabor this jack off. I said it back in 2016, man. If you're that big a crook, don't fucking run for president, man. Stay undercover, man.
You
can still be getting away with murder and shit, man.
Yeah.
Lay low. Go for the limelight. Just like in the last 2 weeks, he got rung up for $500 million. I love it. Well, anyways, we'll laugh now, cry later.
Oh Bobo.
Thank God we got that electoral college working for us over there. Well, there they are, the Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice.
Sweet Alice.
She's a very young lady.
Indeed.
I think she's lying. She ain't our age, man. She ain't as old as fuck. Because I was old as fuck, man. Did get my steps in. Now all your steps seem like very, very, very impressive.
Very impressive. Yep.
I thought you were like 10 years younger.
You don't see Gumby doing any steps.
I got out today, man. It's 60 degrees. I did my steps. Well, not all.
Good man.
I did some. I was huffing and puffing when I got home.
I had a doctor's appointment. I was too lazy to go to. I canceled that. Going Wednesday. Hey, there you go. Lungs clear. No lung cancer or Gumby. I didn't think so, but there you go.
You never cigarettes, right?
Yeah, I don't inhale this shit. Yeah.
You're going to lose your jaw and tongue.
Yeah. Take your old jaw off me.
Sheesh. Be like Roger Ebert.
That was a mess.
Oof. Well, anyways. All right. Yeah, see? Applecheek's been off on the schneid with the steps. So was I. Man, I didn't do any, like, for a couple of months. This last month I did a few. And, you know, last week. So I'm going to try it at least three times a week. Get them fucking steps in, man.
There you go.
Because it's important. Oh, this is pissing me off. It's getting on my nerves, man. People who don't say important.
Yeah.
Isn't there a fucking T in there? It's not important. So many people on television say important. I don't know. Just and since you pointed it out, the literally thing. Literally.
Yes. People use that constantly. That and basically. Literally and basically. Yeah. They say that constantly.
Right now, basically is going to get me now. Fuck you, Gumby. But yeah, man, important. Important. It's important. For Christ's sake. Look it up. It's in the dictionary, man. All right. It's also important to say that Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Would not be a shame without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
For coming. She had snow. We had snow. We had snow the last two Saturdays. I didn't have to shovel. There wasn't enough to shovel. I had to clean the car off the first snow because I had to be on the road at like 9 a.m. In the snow, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it was nice. It was nice all week, too. I was out walking and shit. And then Saturday, you got to go somewhere. Yeah, fuck you.
Yep.
Get bigger car out, asshole. I had to get up at like 6:30.
We got bombarded, but it melted away the next day.
Oh, yeah. It was nothing. This has been
enough that we had to go out and shovel, though.
Not me, man.
Away real quick.
I looked at it. I says, by the time I get back, that's going to be melted away. Fuck that shit.
There you go. Got the sun on your side.
I said, yes, sir. So, thanks for coming, Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Apple Cheeks had horrible drifting. Wow. Man. I'm so glad the winters are getting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I know climate change is bad.
Yeah, but it's working for Gumby.
Man, it's working out for the Commodore as well, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how many mild winters in a row. Mm-mm. Alrighty. Well, there's GT Trenton, who doesn't know about that centimeter stuff. I don't either, GT.
Neither do I.
You know why? Because we're Americans.
That's right.
And we're ignorant.
We don't learn nothing new.
It's like us and like East Timor or somewhere like that. and the Chantilly Lace Islands that don't have the metric system.
Exactly.
Swear to God, if you look it up, man, it's like us and like two like very minor countries.
To me, the metric system is like that. What was that? Where they teach you how to count on your fingers? What was that called again?
Oh, I don't know.
Chisenbob. Wasn't it called Chisenbob?
You got me, man.
Yeah, you remember there used to be commercials where you can count real quick on your fingers.
Now, when anything math comes up, I put my fingers like in a cross and go back. I'm not a math guy. Oh, jeez. That was my undoing in school. English, great. History, great. You know, all the things
here.
But, man, math.
Simple as math, I can't do.
That's what got me kicked out of the smart kids class. Into the regular schmo class. That was such a blow, man. I know I've told this before, but it was kind of, it's actually a true story. I failed Algebra 1. So I went in to the guidance counselor, and he goes, see, you signed up for Algebra 2. And I said, yeah, I figured I'd fail that as well and get it out of the way now, right? And he's just like, he didn't say anything. He just like shook his head.
I didn't even get as far as algebra. Never took it. That's it.
I barely scraped through Algebra 2, and then I took geometry, and it was like, for some reason, I got geometry. I totally got geometry.
Shit.
Yeah, I did really well. And I don't know whether it's because I'd become a better student or just I grokked the logic of it. Anyhow. Well, actually, algebra is logic, and I just, get away from me. All right. What do we got? GT Trent, strongest man on the internet. Thank you for coming, sir.
GTO.
Don't worry about the metric system. We don't need it. No. We're Americans.
That's right, buddy.
USA. Speaking of USA, there's OPE, Other People's Eyes.
Other People's Eyes.
I'll bet you, give him a week, he would have the metric system down.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's young.
Already.
Well, and he's a teacher. His mind is, uh-huh. he doesn't eat meat and he doesn't drink a whole bunch, and he's just, no, his brain is good. We're going to count on you to learn the metric system. It's up to you, sir. We're counting on you.
Carry us possum.
All right. I don't know where Ford Prefect is tonight, but I hope he's not ailing.
Yep.
Hope he's just napping. Too many gargle blasters, perhaps. But we're thinking of you, sir.
Indeed.
I'll expect a note from Epstein's mother the next time. I'll let it slide this time. Don't make a habit. All right. Maybe Ford is buried in the snow, Cake suggests. Okay, Ope says he's going to give it a try on the...
There you go.
They recall that decimal system. Yeah. All right, and hovering above the lounge in his double-breasted, flumadiddled, flying Duesenberg.
There it is.
Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking, Professor R.J. Gumby. There they are. Wait a minute. What's the cue, man? I don't know what the cue is this time. Oh, yeah, I remember now. Okay. I'm on a trolley. Professor R.J. Gumby is part of the lounge. Hey!
There it is. With your super host, Commodore.
As the Beaver.
I say, let us put man and a woman together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. The women, but the men, they should know. And not me. But some people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way. That's right, the woman is... Smarter, that's right, the woman is smarter, that's right. Ever since the world began, woman was always seeking man. You listen to my bit attentively, I'm going to tell you how she's smarter than he cannot be. Samson was the strongest man long ago. No one could have beat him, as we all know, until he clashed with Delilah on top of the bed. She told him all the strength was in the hair of his head, and not me. But the people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way. That's right. The woman is smarter. That's right. The woman is smarter. That's right. The woman is smarter. That's right. That's right. Hey, you meet a girl at a pretty dance, thinking that you would stand a chance. Take her home thinking she's alone. Open the door. You find her husband home, not me. But the people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way. That's right, the woman is smarter. That's right, the woman is smarter. That's right, the woman is smarter.
tight.
I was treating a girl independently. She was making baby for me. When the baby born and I went to see, eyes was blue. Yeah. It was not by me, not me. But the people, they say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than the man in every way. Oh yes, smarter.
My brain hurts.
All right, man. Apple Cheeks' mom will be 93.
Whoa, whoa.
On Wednesday.
93.
Oh, yeah!
where, man, I lost all my happy birthday shit.
Happy birthday, everybody.
That's the only one I got. That's all I got, man. The birthday yodel somewhere, but it's, oh, here we go, birthday. All right. Let's see here. I lost.
Corona Pisteans.
I got the Beatles. And happy birthday, everybody. Apple Cheeks,
yeah.
Mom, Apple Cheeks, Dr.
Yeah.
Cake,
with,
you.
With sprinkles.
And Reverend Wendy. And,
yeah,
gosh,
Reverend Wendy.
Flippo the Wonder Dog. They're all represented here tonight. And here I am. My birthday's at the other end of the calendar.
There you go.
So, yeah. So we passed the legal marijuana, right?
Yeah.
In Ohio. Like 60 to 40.
Now.
Huh?
It's recreational now.
Well, we passed it.
Okay.
But we're singing the red state blues over here, man. They're like, well, yeah, okay, you passed that, but we're going to have to fuck around with it for a while because we're assholes.
Geez. Oh, geez.
We're gerrymandered fucking jack-offs, and we're going to squeeze all the fun out of life you could possibly have. Anyway, we're at it. Let's like, make abortion illegal, too, even though you voted that in 60-40. These fuckers. Who the fuck do they think they are?
Democracy doesn't count in Ohio.
What the fuck happened to we, the people, man? We the people spoke, and they're like going, yeah, well, nah, yeah. Fuck them, man.
Yep, exactly.
Fuck those fuckheads, man. Free country, my behind. All right, in the words of Wayne Gretzky, Cake will like this. Saw this quote. This is a great quote. You miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Huh?
There you go. There you go.
No truer words
were
ever spoken. Oh, I told you I was reading the Dracula comic books.
Yeah. How did that go?
I just finished off the... I just finished the last. I had one more coming. I got the whole run. The whole run.
Yeah,
oh, Kate's heard that one before. But it's great. I'm reading it. It's great. I'm no buyer's remorse on this. But here's the thing, man. I learned this about Dracula.
Yeah.
If you have a crossbow with a wooden arrow,
yeah,
and you're going to shoot Dracula in the heart, don't announce it first. Just fucking shoot him in the heart, man. I'm in issue 25, and this bitch has tried to shoot Dracula a dozen times. And every time she goes, I know I'm going to kill you, lad. And he goes, oh, yeah, well, I'm turning to mist. And the arrow goes in the wall.
That goes pretty much for any of those action movies, too. They got to say
yeah,
those witty lines.
Forget the witty line or the just fucking shoot him, man.
Yep.
I mean, otherwise you're just wasting your time, man. I swear to God, every time she does it, she's like, okay, this time I'm going to get you, Dracula.
There you go.
And he goes,
you
no. got
to sneak up on the living dead.
You got, especially on the living dead. Right now.
Alright.
You up for a two-handed Mikey quickie?
Yeah, sure.
Got one called Moose Poop. Huh? Moose Poop, ladies and germs.
Moose Poop.
A moose must have stumbled into the park. Must have stumbled in after dark. He was stuck on sulfur loops. And he had to take a poop. Boom, boom, looks like moose poop to me. Looks like moose poop to me. Everybody, what do you see? Looks like moose poop to me. The moose, he had some really hot hoofs. And his butt went poop, poop, poop. He leaned back and let one go. Right next to the sulfur hole. Ba-boom, boom. Looks like moose poop to me. Looks like moose poop to me. Everybody, what do you see? Looks like moose poop to me. Now the moose had to get out. But he couldn't walk about. Fell into some boiling goop. Now all that's left is that pile of poop. Boom, boom, looks like moose poop to me. Looks like moose poop to me. Everybody, what do you see?
Looks like moose poop to me.
There you go.
Dude, really?
Moose poop, man.
Moose poop. The name of Bubba's fragrance.
One of a kind, man. One of a kind.
Two-handed Mikey.
Two-handed Mikey.
Hey, it's a good thing I bought that DVD player. My Prime Firebox finally crapped out on me. I can't watch any streaming now.
Oh,
I
man.
Ordered a Fire Stick 2 days ago. They said it would be here overnight. Now I keep getting messages saying, sorry, it's late. You want to cancel it? No, get it over here.
Ah, jeez.
So, got DVDs. I'm slapping in there.
You're living in the Stone Age.
That's right, man. That's right.
It's like me driving around in that car with a cassette tape deck in it. Listening to cassettes.
Uh-huh.
And loving it.
Uh-huh. This is a mix that you made. That's your tunes, baby.
Actually, no. Well, yeah, no? I guess they are. Yeah, most of them I copped out of the library.
There you go.
Yeah. I found the Jet Man, The Bexley Library had this expansive jazz section.
Oh, no shit. That's
yeah. Oh, dude, I was doubling down. I got it all. I got some. And that's the greatest thing. I recorded this shit a million years ago, probably listened to it once and put it away, and now it's like, oh, yeah, this is cool. I got a new thing, you know?
Yep.
All right. You've
seen the future.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it? What is it? What is it?
Beauty.
There you go.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it is. You know, it's like someday. Because I think at the time, I don't think I had a tape deck in my vehicle because that was a little too advanced for my vehicle at the time. My 74 Impala or whatever the fuck it was. Shit. Ah, well. In the words of Homer Simpson, life is just a bunch of stuff that happens.
There you go. And he had an 8-track.
He had an 8-track. You got that right. I finally did give up on the 8-tracks.
Yeah, same here.
But I had an 8-track in, what car was that? I think the Monte Carlo had an 8-track. Oh, boy. Yeah, we're not old. We're ancient. 8-tracks. You don't even have to. Well, it's dead. Get it. Vince from Vince. They talk fast and they don't have tape decks. Fuck them. And they don't carry cash.
There you go.
Fuck them all. Feed them dog shit. Because it's 3 minutes, you'll never get back. Damn it. Loud and fucking proud.
Cuando esté viejo y canoso ya, si llego a esa edad, mandarás postales por San Valentín y en mi cumple vino y anís. Y si no vuelvo para las dos, cierras el portón. Me necesitas, me das sopita, si llego a sesentón. Cambiar si la luz se va, tú haciendo calceta al fuego del hogar, los domingos a pasear, cortando el césped en el jardín, no hay nada mejor. Me necesitas, me das sopita, si llego a sesentón. Los veranos de alquiler nos vamos a la isla de Hawái, si el dinero da. Tendremos que ahorrar los nietos por doquier. Ver a Luis Javier. Manda una carta, escríbeme, dame tu opinión. Ponme claramente qué quieres decir, sin cumplir por educación. Responde a todo y firma al final, tuya con amor. Me necesitas, me das sopita, si llego a sesentón.
Fuck you, Gumby!
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
I'm super pumped.
McDonald French fries.
I dig it.
What does that mean? I mean, over the expanse of time, what does that mean, man?
What's that?
Super pumped, McDonald's French fries. Fucking snakes on a plane. It's a big beaver. The fuck, man.
I was during the 3 minutes. I was trying to catch Vera, Chuck, and Dave. What, they use Italian names? I didn't hear.
You figured,
you figured, I think, you know, in any language, Vera, Chuck, and Dave would show up.
Well, you would think. I thought I heard white.
The Isle of White. Yeah, I guess they didn't change that.
But that was the only thing I caught. Good stuff, man.
Yeah. Better than the Beatles.
I was hoping you were going to say that. Thank you. All right. And let's take a moment of silence here for the good people in West Virginia. What town is this? Charleston? Oh, near Charleston, West Virginia.
Okay.
The Hooters officially closed.
Oh, no.
And the building will be demolished this week.
Oh, oh.
They held a candlelight vigil. She didn't survive the COVID-19 pandemic, so, you know.
Yeah, well.
I don't know how you can
fight the dust.
How can you fuck up a wing joint, man? Come on.
Uh-huh.
You got to be blowing it, man. That's bad news. Anyway, condolences, thoughts and prayers. And again, more sad news. Japan's Naked Man Festival.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 years, it's going to end. It's done.
Oh.
This is
no
it.
No more naked men?
No. It's these guys in this one temple in Oshu. And, they have, like, the feats of strength and all this other shit to win a bag of blessed talisman stuff. It dates back thousands of years. But, like, everybody's, like, getting old. They're all, you know, like, they're not talking fast and they have cash on them. And so they're just going to bring it to an end. Like, you know, hey, we had a good run. 1,000 years, man. But that's it.
Yep.
Efforts were made to continue the festival to the best of our abilities in order to prevent last-minute cancellations and disruptions. A few weeks' decision to cancel the festival itself has been made.
Oh, well, there you go.
Kikuchi Toshikaiki. Sad, sad news. Well, I don't know. What else? What else terrible can I tell you about here? See, what was that? What was that description? It was armpits, ketchup, and a butt. And I think you said makeup too. Some makeup stuff, man. Okay. We'll save that one. Okay, naked man. Let's go to the animal world, man. A woman returns home to find house ransacked by a badger.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
Oh.
Did I upload the badger song? We don't need no stinking badger.
I don't know, but that's classic. The honey badger. Honey badger don't give a fuck.
Yeah, a badger got in her house, man. And...
Badgers. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
There you go.
Yeah.
One
of my favorite movies, man.
Yeah.
Love that fucker.
I haven't seen that in ages.
Treasure.
Now I'm on my DVDs. I got to dig it out. It's in my shed.
So classic, man. Bogey's best work.
Yep.
There I said it. He was maniacal. He was a man driven by greed.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing else mattered. Anyway, thousands of dollars worth of damage. Well, they rescued the badger. Oh, how nice. And they're going to transport it back to the wild. Oh!
There you go.
I would think that's a life sentence in the zoo, if you're asking me, man. You ransack my house up.
Uh-huh.
You know, we'll keep you alive, but in the zoo. You're going to have people looking at you when you try to shit, piss, take a bath.
With a little ankle monitor. There you go. You
no, that would
that
be cool.
Cage.
No, that would be cool. All right. Otis, Oklahoma, they have a mysterious bovine. This they call him Thunder Cow.
Thunder Cow.
Yeah. He lives near Lake Thunderbird in Norman, Oklahoma.
Okay.
And nobody knows where it came from. It's a totally black cow. And people just spot it all the time. You know, hey, look at there's a cow. And then they'll find a big meadow muffin, you know, and say, hey, that big cow, it was right here. Thunder Cow. So
Thunder
I think it's
cow.
Good luck if Thunder Cow leaves a present for you.
There you go. It's like
but,
loose poop.
Yeah, I hope they don't catch Thunder Cow. They should go on forever.
Oh, yeah.
A bear. Ooh, bears. Here we go. Bears. Some lady had chocolates in her car. Well, there you go. Don't leave food in your...
You're asking for it.
It was Valentine's Day, and they had the chocolates in the car. The boyfriend had the chocolates on the seat, in the front, you know, the passenger seat, bringing it to his girlfriend. And a bear ripped the car apart trying to get to the... It's an age-old story. We've been here before. What else we got here? Oh, this is sad. Oh, GT. Travel in peace, sir. He must leave. I believe we reported on this one last year. Bobby, the dog, who is reportedly 31 years old, the oldest dog ever, who died.
Uh-huh.
Well, he's got like they're questioning his record as far as his age.
Okay. So,
the Guinness people have stripped him of his title, which just, that bums me out, man. The poor dog is gone, man. Just, you know.
You he lied about his age. What is he, fucking Liz Taylor?
Hey, man, worked for Albert Pujols. What the hell, man? He's going to be in the Hall of Fame. This poor guy, he's kicked to the curb. So, I'm coming down on this. I'm on the side of Bobby on this one. Bobby the dog. What else we got here? Oh, the naked man. We talked about that. Dilly, dilly, dilly.
No more naked man.
No more naked man. Forget about it. Forget about it. We get some world records. We got world records.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Has my browser... Uh-oh. It's not a good sign when it does that. Okay. Anyway, 34-year-old wombat has been named the world's oldest wombat ever at a Japanese zoo. Well, take it with a grain of salt, Mr. Wombat. Wayne the wombat at the zoo in Ikeda. Yeah, he's... Don't get too comfortable in your accolades, sir. Take it away like that.
Yep. Guinness Book of World Records is after your ass.
And I think we did another one like this last year, but this girl's breaking the record. She put on 45 sweaters at once. That's pretty cool. Well, she had help.
Okay.
But she got on 40 sweaters.
Yeah, I guess
she's
going to need help. Yeah.
She raised a bunch of money for charity. Unlike the time when I was 3 years old and put on, like, all the undershirts in my drawer so I could be, like, curly and start ripping undershirts off. That stuck my arms.
We're like Marcia Stockwell. Down and take the money and run.
I was crying. I'm like, Mom, help me. Help me, Mom.
Ah, I can't get my head out.
It's fun to be like Curly. And then my sisters go,
yeah, you never let us watch the Three Stooges, see?
That's how they were, man. I swear. Daddy G has joined us, which is a good thing because we've been coming apart. Yeah. Got a show here on Blog Talk Radio on Saturday. Yes.
Saturday night.
Night with Daddy G.
Story Van.
Sometimes he croons.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a great radio voice. Great DJ voice.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But I don't think he has any Guinness World Records. In Australia, 509 people took ice baths at the same time on a beach. I watched the video. It's pretty weird, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Look at all these little blow-up pools filled with ice, and people dive in there. Yee-hoo-hoo-hoo-wee. Yeah.
That I would never do.
No. All right. A Kansas town breaks two pancake records for International Pancake Day. Who cares? Suffice to say, they made a bunch of pancakes. And then they donated the pancakes. But by the time they donated the pancakes, don't you think the pancakes would be a little cold, not so fucking tasty? Just saying, as they say. This guy's a dork. I'm sure he's unmarried. Mike K. He has 10,568 pieces of Transformers memorabilia.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Good for you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Moving right along. A Danish man sticks 68 matches up his nose. Now that's a world record I could get behind. Peter Von Tengen.
The Guinness Book of World Records says it was the long matches.
Peter Von Tengen Buskov. Now, what did you say?
The Guinness Book of World Records said it was the wrong matches. Remember that one?
The guy that built the Eiffel Tower for 20 years.
Oh, this guy,
he had the right matches, and he stuffed 68 of them into his nostrils. And just surprisingly, it didn't really hurt. I have fairly large nostrils and quite stretchy skin.
Hey, oh, Jesus Christ.
Leave it to the Danes, man. What the fuck, man? Hey, I gotta stick these matches up my nose. Wonder how many I can get in there.
Something a five-year-old would do.
Sticking pennies up there and shit.
Yeah. Little figurines, little G.I. Joes.
That one's scary. This guy's a dick. I don't know, maybe not. Give him a break. He broke the record for playing through 81 amps at one time. He said with his guitar, he's got it hooked up to 81 amps at once. All right. We're all turned to 11.
If you got the equipment, you can break that record. That's cool.
I know. Exactly. What the fuck, man?
These people
achieved a little bit. Maryland couple attended record-breaking 138 concerts in 1 year.
Okay.
That's a lot of
music lover there.
They spent over $18,000 doing it, too. So, there you go.
Yeah, we got to see some concerts. That's a good one.
Too loud.
Too many people at concerts. I can't. But you know, hey.
Too many people and I can't take the noise anymore, man.
Yeah. Old man.
Yeah. No, it's just that all these years of with the DJs and the cranking the music and shit. I got tinnitus.
Don't do it.
You don't want to know. All right. And I have very sensitive ears. Sensitive hearing. Anyway, good luck to them and their hearing. Texas man broke the record for a half marathon while dribbling a basketball.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can't come up with anything better than that. Uh-huh. Go for
13 miles of dribbling a basketball.
Jeez.
Nice.
All right. Well, finally.
Yeah.
This isn't a world record or anything. Maybe we should change the theme music here. Okay. A Delta flight was rerouted after maggots fell on a passenger.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
A flight from Amsterdam to Detroit was quickly turned around when maggots fell out of the overhead bag onto a passenger.
Oh.
An overhead bag, yeah, on Tuesday. Nice. What was it? Improperly packed carry-on bag that contained rotted fish wrapped in newspaper.
Jesus Christ.
Can you imagine the guy that was sitting there, or the woman, and the fucking maggots fall on her head and shoulders and lap and everything? Oh.
How are these motherfucking maggots on them? My motherfucking plane.
Motherfucking maggots.
Now there's a movie.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane! Don't stop me!
Now, back to our show.
Here's a little song called Baked Beans. Supermarket just the other day when I ran into this real neat little chick, and she was standing over by the baked bean counter, so I thought I'd go over and say hi there. So I went over and I said, "Hi there, my name's Craig and I sing for Mother Goose." And she said, "I've never heard of you." Anyway, I thought it was time that I better use my old line on her. So I sort of leaned over and whispered in her ear, "How about we go back to your pad for some baked beans on toast?" Never fails. Of course, I've always been a bit of a good looker and everything, you know. Anyway, sure enough, got out the supermarket, down the main street, round the corner and back to her pad, and she led me through the back door, down the hallway, through into the kitchen, where lying on the table right before my very two little eyes was a great big plate full of across my feet, big beans in my hair, big beans everywhere. Then we got married, me and the little chick. and it was really beautiful. And the next morning she brought me in baked beans in bed.
Parker, man. Beauty.
Nice tune. Whistleberries, as my grandfather used to call them.
You know what? I didn't realize it until I was listening to the song. I've been sitting there. I went out last week and I bought a package of 15 bean soup, the dried beans.
Yeah.
And I made it over the weekend.
There you go.
I'm all beaned up. I'm ready to go.
That whole time I was thinking of Anne Margaret in that Who movie, Tommy.
She's in the slideshow.
Oh, boy.
I stuck her in the slideshow.
Okay, I have to check that out.
But, yeah, there's a picture of a Gumby bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But, yeah, that was good shit, man.
Yeah?
That was sent to us from one of our possums from down under. Thank you very much.
Ah, sweet.
You know who you are. All right. What do we got, man? Okay. If you're a rock star, I was checking this out, man. If you're like a rock star or celebrity,
yeah,
stay off of planes. And stay off of stairs.
All right.
You would be shocked to see how many celebrities have died falling down stairs.
Oh shit.
Yeah, stairs, man. They're nothing to trifle with. They're not a laughing matter. It was weird, man. I mean, I was going through this thing, and all these, how did they die? Oh. Like, people that didn't die of natural causes, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like, oh.
You're right about plane
stairs.
Crashes.
And a plane crash, you know,
yeah.
Shit. How many celebrities have died of plane crash?
That's right.
Crying out loud.
Usually in the music industry.
And, oh, yeah, especially Let's see if you're a rock star, summer country.
But who?
Country
but
star.
Who killed them steps?
Oh, well, you got William Holden.
Oh, okay. I didn't know steps were involved in it.
Yeah, he took a header down the steps. There's a bunch of them that was this. Like, you know, just all these celebrities, minor celebrities. Yeah, fell on the steps. Good.
Okay, that'll do it.
Hey, man, I got a one-level ranch-style house, Rancho Grenache. No steps.
No steps here. Three steps.
Got a concrete floor.
Got
a concrete floor, man. I could do a header, hit the floor. There's no give. That could be the way. But as far as falling down steps, chances of me dying that way, very slim. No, watch. I'll fall down a fucking flight of stairs somewhere.
Yeah?
Yep, should have took his own advice. Stayed away from them steps. Yeah, boy. All right. Hey, see any weird movies this week? Oh, that's right, your streaming's gone. Your streaming's gone.
Well, I'm watching a Tito Brass movie right now called Cheeky. It's a great one to put on mute, you know, because it's all nudity.
Oh.
Guy does soft porn. Great stuff.
Oh, Apple Cheeks. Ivana Trump fell down the steps.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Buried on the par four. You know, he did that so he could write it off. It gets a tax break for having a grave
on
it. Yeah,
it's a cemetery.
Jeez.
Jeez, what a piece of work this guy is.
There's nothing he doesn't do that isn't a con or a lie or bullshit or evil. What the fuck, man? Don't you ever, like, you know, do, like, I don't know, pet a dog? No, he doesn't pet dogs. He hates dogs.
That's right.
Come on, man.
In fact, the movie I was watching last night was the one that I always said was the most evil guy on the America ever produced. It was Citizen Kane, a Roy Kane movie.
That was his mentor.
Uh-huh.
That was his personal mentor. Point. That was his fucking lawyer starting out.
Yep. Evil bastard.
Man.
Anti-Semitic Jew. Was he gay who hated gays?
He hates them all, man. You know, and I can't help but think that that's the thing that keeps people liking him. Because he hates who I hate. He hates who I hate. Seriously.
Yeah. Yep.
And it speaks to their inner evil, man. Sad.
And it brings it
hopefully,
out to the surface.
Hopefully we outnumber these fucks again. Squeeze by another one, but it's going to be close, so don't forget to vote, kids. Even you Canadians.
Oh, yeah.
Come across the border, vote a couple times. It's good.
Yeah. Think of a dead guy's name. Vote.
All right. Well, we got a yodel. Actually, it's a quick yodel, so.
Oh.
This yodel was brought to us by none other than our own Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
This is Bette Midler yodeling. Huh?
Yeah, I like it.
Loser. 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 $500? Apu, wake up! I want to buy a yodel and this lottery ticket. I have this much.
Sorry, you do not have enough for both.
Oh. Yodel.
Oh, I thought that had the yodel on it. The yodel, yahoo.
Yodel!
It's yodeling time, big business. Bette Midler.
Well, hello, Jupiter Hollow. I know you're doing fine. Every day you work the factory. Every night a jug of wine. But now them bums are more, man. They're trying to help them die. But you all know not to throw. You'll bow the battle cry.
of a guy doing imitations of another guy. What a life.
You were doing Tennessee Tuxedo.
Tennessee Tuxedo will not fail. Okay, Tennessee. That was Chumley.
Good stuff.
Can't do Mr. Wizard, though. That was the great Larry Storch. One-of-a-kind voice. Oh, yeah. He had a great... He was great at the voices.
Oh, yeah.
The 3DBB. If you weren't careful, you might learn something on Tennessee Tuxedo.
Watch it, sucker!
All right. Well, I reckon that's a show.
Yeah, that's a show. I was reading someplace that Fawlty Towers is coming back. I think I stumbled across it on IMDb.
My damn Facebook, something with the ad blocker ain't working anymore, and I'm getting all these fucking ads for all this shit now.
Oh, jeez. Like, oh, jeez, yeah.
Tonight I had they were advertising signed photos from Fawlty Towers, signed by John Cleese.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, oh, fucking bet, man. I click the link. I go in and I go to not in front of the Germans. And he's got the Hitler mustache and everything. And, oh, of course, that one's sold out. Yeah, fuck you, man. Come on.
He's from Barcelona. How's that one?
They had a couple. I don't know.
I need to get some shots of Connie Booth.
Yeah. As it were. Yeah, that was some edgy shit, man. Still edgy.
Oh, yeah.
You run those today, people go, hey, that's pretty edgy. I don't know. You'd think.
Yep.
Anyhow, let's see. I think we need something to play out here, man.
Yeah, play it out.
What do we got? Not that. Anything but that. Tequila. Oh, Molson Canadian.
Coffee. Still got my coffee.
Baby. Okay, that sounds good. All right, man. Well, oh, thank you, Ope. Ope liked the show.
Yeah. Thank you, Possum.
Applecheek says they were doing a live play version of Fawlty Towers.
Oh, there you go. Maybe that's it.
So I don't know if they have
that.
The Molson Canadian. Uh-huh. All right. Well, it was real. It was nice. It was real nice. Say goodnight, everybody.
Goodnight, everybody.
Energy.
Pork chop, 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 pork
chicken livers, 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 steak, beer, ketchup, horseradish, banana, fried rice, chunky peanut butter. Well, that was a sumptuous meal, wasn't it?
Jambalaya!
Pointy birds, pointy, pointy. Anoint my head. Anointy, nointy.
And now, folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Pretty good, man.
Hey.
All
right. A mere bag of shells.
Indeed. Happy birthday to the great one.
Yeah.
Great
oh,
one,
yeah.
Evan. Yeah. Anybody's birthday? George Harrison, Dr. Cake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Reggie Van Gleason, Professor R.J. Gumby. Shit, man, I'm jealous. Yeah, I got Jack Elam. That's it. I got and Whoopi Goldberg. What the fuck, man? You guys got all the cool peeps up here.
I got Drew Barrymore.
Man, I saw the worst.
Dwight Frido.
There you go. That's worth the price of admission there.
Yeah, that's something right there.
I saw the stupidest. Stupidest horror movie on YouTube. It's called The Werewolf.
Yeah.
Guy just keeps turning into a werewolf. What's that? Okay. Not much point to it. Just the guy.
Yeah. Not much killing.
For some reason. Oh, these two mad scientists. Turned him into a werewolf for some reason. It's called The Werewolf. I don't recommend it for anyone. All right,
great title. A lot of thought went into that title.
They had a whole room full of copywriters scratching their heads. Wait a minute. How about The Werewolf?
They didn't spell it with an H, did they? Maybe it's Francie's movie.
Adaptation of the novel.
There you go. How do you end a sentence with the word the? I'm still blown away by that. And mannequin. She was checking out a dress that was hanging on a mannequin. M-A-N-I-K-I-N.
I'll leave it right there.
Uh-huh. Love it. Oh, wow.
Do it again next week?
Yeah, sounds good.
All right, man. Driving a Duesenberg over there. All right, man. Well, we're out of here.
Espresso.